Did you just see what went by?
Oh, yes.
Meg Godlewski with General Aviation News, Master CFI. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We were just watching out here, and that was a B-17 with an underflight by a P-51 Mustang.
Oh, is there anything more beautiful in the world?
I'm not sure. So, on that note, Meg, you've been here, what, 24 hours, 48 hours? How long?
I have been here approximately 36 hours.
36 hours. Okay, I'll take that. And what have you seen, other than what, obviously we're watching,
right?
We're standing, sitting here on the flight line, and we're watching just a menagerie of airplanes landing, taking off, making low passes. My favorite part of Oshkosh, the whole reason I do this show, is so I can sit in this booth and watch.
Really?
Yeah. The talk is just, yeah. But I like the view from here. You got to admire it.
Yes. I wish I had property here. I would definitely build a house right here, living room, yes. But probably the best thing I've seen so far.
Okay.
And I stress so far.
It is only Monday.
The Zeppelin. Because coming in, as you know, I come from a Zeppelin family.
You do. Not only that, but it's my understanding you've taken
the Zeppelin. Yes, I flew the Zeppelin. I was the second class of pilot for a day. And it was glorious.
Yeah.
It was Nirvana. It was the Elysian Fields. It was an experience. And to see that glorious airship parked there at the airport, just people just gathering around it like it's a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
And when it lifts off, it's majestic, it's quiet, and you feel like a shadow pass over, and you look up and you just see it. It's like a visitation from an angel, if you will. It's so incredible to see that and know that our grandparents felt the same way when they saw the airships, the first airships, the 1930s, the Macon, the Shenandoah. Oh. It's wonderful.
It's magical. It's magical. Mm-hmm. I was in Friedrichshafen a couple of years ago, and I saw where they build them in the hangar, this massive hangar. Massive. I can't say that, more. And also they had the museum there.
Oh.
And
oh, yeah.
It showed the history of the whole thing. And it was just absolutely fascinating. And it, of course, it's in the garden district of Germany there on Lake Constance, a really beautifully, beautiful part of the world. But I want to know more, because I am green with jealousy, have been for some time now, about the Pilot for the Day program. Can you tell me more about how you got involved with that? Because, I mean, we did a great story. In fact, we put one of the airship pilots in Aviation for Women magazine, which is the official magazine of Women in Aviation International, www.wai.org, if you're curious. But you actually wrote that story. Tell me more about how you got involved, because that's still going on, is it?
It is still happening, yes. In fact, like I said, I was the second class, and one of the things they discovered is that people wanted more time, more ground school. When we arrived on site, which is at Moffett, I grew up when it was Moffett Navy Base. Now it's something else, because I grew up down there, and that's part of how I was able to get hooked up with these people, is I could tell them everything they wanted to know about Moffett, from back when it was Moffett, Sunnyvale, although it's technically in Mountain View, because Congress was not going to pay for a Zeppelin base in some place called Mountain View, because they worried about crashes. This is the 1930s.
Okay.
And I grew up in that hangar. And when I told them this and explained my connection, because my father saw the Hindenburg when he was a little boy, we used to go to all the airship shows. I called a blimp a Zeppelin, or a Zeppelin a blimp, and my father went ballistic, because you just didn't do that in my family.
It's very different.
It is. They're extremely different. And father made sure that I knew the difference betwixt the two. And just the whole concept of being able to fly something that my father had always dreamed about was very emotional for me. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I am a flight instructor, and to get that experience, because I'll fly anything I can get my paws on, and to be able to fly something different, and frankly, to be able to sit in the left seat for once, was a bit of a thrill.
Sweet, huh?
Indeed.
Now, Kate's a pretty good instructor.
She's excellent.
Yeah. Is she one of the chief pilots at the...
Oh, I haven't checked her resume recently, but I know she was one of the chief pilots, and it was fascinating to have Kate, who's English, and then Fritz, who's German. And I just thought that was funny, having extremely English and extremely German pilot on at the same time, and they work so
in
well.
In California, no less.
It was a very zen moment. And Kate would say things like, well, cross your legs, because I kept going for rudder pedals, and there aren't any rudder pedals. It's all fly-by-wire stick. Oh, it was glorious. Yeah, and I did screw up the landing. So, I'm sorry. I have to go around. I need a couple of minutes
and
of the pattern.
And it's not like the Microsoft stick.
No,
it's not like you twist for yaw.
No, and then just watching all the stuff going on the glass there and knowing pitch up, pitch down, how much is too much pitch up. You've got about 200 foot of ship behind you. Yeah. From the cockpit. It's like, what do you mean everybody's in the tail? The ship's screaming.
It's
oh, I'm sorry.
It's like a 747.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, or an A380. That's just really wild. A really slow A380.
Very slow.
Mm-hmm. That's the good news, is nothing happens very fast. So
that
very
is true.
Relaxing once you get it up in the air. But the landings have to be something.
The landings are all energy management.
Ah, yes.
So my time as a float plane pilot came in to help me out here. And also flying air coops came in to help me out here, because air coops, as you know, do not have flaps, so it's all energy management, trying to bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really slow. There's the keyboard standing down there with a windsock over his head.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to read body signals, like when they jump up and down and when they point this way, point that way. It's very similar to landing on an aircraft carrier.
I respect. Can imagine. Now, the engines, are they articulating a
yes,
little bit?
Yes, they are articulating engines.
Ah, okay. So that's something new, too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that as a fixed-wing pilot very often.
No, and the run-up is also fascinating, because it's look to this engine, look to that engine, and a lot of it's by ear.
Very
interesting. And watching what it's reading out on the glass. It was fascinating. And when we came in for a pass, they would land, and one of the ground crew would come running forward, open the cabin door, and throw in a couple of bags of shot. Because weight and balance is critical on this beastie.
That's just hysterical. I can just see this guy running up and tossing
the bag. I've got photos of this. Oh, yeah, and then he'd shut the door and run back out again.
I'm sorry. That image is going to stick with me for a while. So, So guys and gals, if you want to see that happen, you need to be over by the museum where the Zeppelin is based, and just stick around, watch, and if you see them up in the air, you know what you really want to see is the landing.
Oh, the landings are phenomenal. Getting to the mooring mast is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's slow, very slow, and it almost is like the airship is a living creature as you watch it moving in.
Yeah, yeah, a very big...
it's a big,
kind of
huge whale-like. Whale, very whale,
yeah. Yeah, big blue whale.
Very leviathan, yes.
Yes, yes, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, that's not the only cool thing you've had the chance to fly. What else have you seen out there?
Well, I love down in Warbird Land.
Yes,
because a few years ago I was able to fly the P-51 with the Collings Foundation, and I flew their B-25.
The B-25.
Yes, another family aircraft. Yeah.
Now, you want to talk about things that really, really have a delightful sound to them.
Yes, the sound of a radial motor. When I hear one of those things file up, I will go running to the window. So if you look carefully in this air booth, you'll see Meg prints on the window when I went running to the window when I heard the Mustang starting up.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I had to respond to that. But anything with a radial engine, the 17 going over. And it's gotten to the point where I know which ship it is instinctively because they all have their own signatures.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no question about that. No question about that at all. Now, did you get time in the B-25?
Oh, yeah.
So
flew the right seat.
Flew the right seat.
I told them I had 33 hours multi-engine. I saw the airplane. I got my multi-engine commercial in taxi by. We were at an airport in my part of the world in Seattle. And I mentioned that, hey, I just got my multi-engine commercial. I don't suppose I could get any stick time. And I was expecting a ha-ha-ha little girl and a pat on the head. You know, that's cute. But instead, the pilot and co-pilot discussed it. And when we got up to altitude, I switched seats with the co-pilot. And it was glorious.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine. So you get some pretty good opportunities out of this general aviation news gig, huh?
I do.
Excellent. So where can people read more about the fun stuff that you do?
GeneralAviationNews.com.
Uh-huh.
And you can also find hard copies of the paper in the better FBOs and pilot supply stores in the region. We're also known as the publication with the Pink Pages.
Oh, yeah. Now, what's in the Pink Pages?
Pink Pages is a... classifieds, pretty much anything. If you got something to sell, you go to the Pink Pages. If you're looking for real estate, you want a home on an air park.
That's
because
right.
We have Living With Your Plane. Our publisher founder, Dave Sclair, founded Living With Your Plane. And it's not as simple as just creating an airstrip in the backyard. There's all sorts of rules and regulations, and you have to know what you're doing.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So if you want to know more about what Meg's been up to, right here at the show, because GA News is doing a daily, what?
We're doing a daily blog update. We do have a Facebook page.
Excellent.
And you can read the stuff, and we update it pretty much, a couple hours, a couple of times a day, I should say.
Excellent. So we are coming to the end of our time here, Meg. Tell me, where is the best place for people to find you if they want to talk to you while you're here on the field? You're going to be here all week, right?
I am going to be here all week. You can stop by our booth, which is, I believe, in Hangar Alpha, General Aviation News, or you can swing by the Media Center and put up a note for me on the board there. Mostly just look for the little pink blur running around in the golf cart.
Yes,
because
right.
I do have the golf cart, and I am wearing a hot pink, very stylish polo shirt. Yes, I look a little bit like a Mary Kay Commando.
Not any different. And if they're looking for a really good master CFI
that
out
would,
in the Seattle area, where do they go?
They would contact me. I'm at Crest Air Park. You can just Google that, and you'll find me there. Or Meg at generalaviationnews.com, and they can reach me there, and I can set them up.
Excellent. That's very good. You're doing some work with a college these days, too, aren't you?
Actually, two colleges. One is Clover Park Technical College, which has been teaching people to fly since 1941, just before the war started. They realized that something was going to happen, and we needed pilots. And Green River Community College, which is also in the Seattle area, and I've been flying with a lot of their Japanese students of late.
Oh, see, now this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not finding any problem with the language barrier?
I am finding a challenge with the language barrier, but I'm teaching myself Japanese. And I am using a lot of hand signals and just pantomiming.
The polite signals,
like holding your hand up to your eyes as clearing turn.
Okay.
And so they understand that. A smile means the same thing no matter what language it's in.
Yeah, that
and
is absolutely true.
And if you're smiling and you're happy, if you're laughing, the students know that they've done it right. And one of my students just got his commercial 2 days before his visa expired. To explain the complex propeller to him, we came up with a lot of hand signals and kind of a song, you know, the prop knobs connected to that piston, and he was able to do that just like you teach a kindergartner.
Yeah, that's how it has to be done for anyone. I have a flight student right now as well. She speaks English like everybody, so, you know, that's how it goes. But we'll talk about that some more later. Meg Godlewski, thank you so much for taking the time to come on to Around the Patch this morning. Have fun.
All right. Thank you, Amy.